The family of firefighter Zach Moose, who died last month fighting the Donnie Creek wildfire in BC's northeast, says an outpouring of support has meant a lot to his family ahead of a memorial service to honor him today. Moose's sister, Allison Tackerberry, says Moose's death devastated his family, calling it a sudden and tragic loss. The memorial service and a procession were held today in Penticton, BC, home base of the firefighting contractor that Moose worked for. RCMP say Moose, 25, from Waterford, Ont. Died on July 28 when his heavy-duty ATV rolled over a steep drop on a gravel road in a remote area about 150 kilometers north of Fort St. John. The city of Penticton says the procession and memorial will take place at Skaha Lake Park and will involve the RCMP, Penticton Fire Department and Moose's colleagues from Big Cat Wildfire. Moose was the fourth firefighter to die on duty in Canada this summer fighting wildfires. Last month, 19-year-old Devon Gale died fighting a wildfire near her home at Revelstoke, BC. Adam Yedden, 25, died fighting a wildfire near his Fort Liard, NWT, home. An Alberta resident Ryan Gould, 41, died near Hague Lake 140 kilometers northeast of Peace River, Alta, when his helicopter crashed while fighting another fire. BC Premier David Eby said in a statement following Moose's death, "I am devastated to learn that we have lost another wildfire fighter. My heart goes out to the family, friends and colleagues of this frontline hero. On behalf of all British Columbians, we grieve this terrible news with you." With files from the Canadian Press.